Man, this is a problem. This is a big problem we've got here. Look at this shit. For the audio listener, our desks are just absolutely trashed.
Not only trashed, it seems
the phone's
almost threatening. I don't know if you saw this. They took my koala. It looks like they tried to choke him. It's actually pretty disrespectful.
That's unacceptable. What is this? There's toilet paper all over. There's Dookie on the toilet paper, which is gross. Pringles strewn about. A Gatorade Zero, half drunk
and
knocked
over. I don't know. I guess Waleed likes chocolate.
Oh, that's just a Hershey bar sitting there?
Yeah, you want it?
I mean, it's a little early for chocolate, but I'll never say no to chocolate. What can I say? The phones are off the hooks. This is ridiculous.
They TP'd my whole desk.
Yeah, you know what? This has to stop. I don't know if TMG, Cody and Noel are playing favorites or anything, but we're the golden children. We're the first babies.
Number one.
We're the firstborn, so we should get some kind of priority. I mean, this is untenable.
I'll tell you what, though.
Nail clippers? Yeah, gross.
I've never seen Waleed's place, but we've been over to Zach's, and it looked basically just like this.
It's a pigsty.
This is how they live.
Yeah. And when we came in and he was all disheveled, like, you guys were supposed to be here later than you said.
It doesn't normally look like this.
Yeah, it doesn't normally. Yeah, sure, dude. Get the fuck.
I'll tell you what, though. Just give me a little bit of time. I got a lead.
You got a lead?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't think we'll be here much longer, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
We're going to die.
We're going to die?
No.
Finally!
I don't want to say too much because I don't know if it's going to come through, but I've been talking to a guy.
Is it a surprise for me?
Yeah.
Will it be a surprise for me?
Oh yeah.
Do I need to dress differently?
Maybe.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I'll have more details for you.
That's cool. Well,
I'm thinking this is all not going to matter in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, that's appealing. Are we going to destroy these things so that they don't get to use it? So it's kind of like a mutually assured thing.
I wasn't thinking about that. But
that'd be fun. Okay, so that's not it then. Yeah. You know, we should sabotage them and leave like whoopee cushions or one of those, the airbag trick where...
Oh, they fly out of
yeah,
the seats.
Yeah, where they fly and risk severe
I like
injury.
That. Something where they are at risk for hurting
severe
themselves.
Injury, yeah.
Severe injury.
Yeah. That's always worth a laugh, is severe injury.
Shares were just getting hammered this morning.
Every day they're pounding it.
Wait.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Hey, folks. We gotta give a sad hello to the new compliance guy.
Not sad.
Well, yeah, you're right. Because he's new and he deserves the same
Right. We're
going to
be just
love.
As stoked on Stephen Posnowski.
What were people saying? Horny?
Steve Sluts.
Yes. Yeah, so the Steve Sluts. Shout out. Hey, Stephen.
Look,
Steve,
it's just a new era. What's the Winnie the Pooh quote?
I got to take a fat shit.
No, different.
I got to take a fat shit.
Don't be sad that it's over.
Be glad that it happened. Yeah, that's insightful. That little fucker never wore pants.
Well, he's a bear.
Yeah, but he wore a shirt.
Oh, he was actually stuck in that shirt. He fell into, you know how bears are always poking around garbage?
Yeah, famously.
Well, people will throw old garbage bags full of clothes.
Uh-huh. And he thought there was honey in it?
Yeah. You'd have to ask... Christopher Robin?
Because isn't Winnie the Pooh like a stuffed animal that he talks to?
No, it's a real bear.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think you're talking about Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway.
Also, they're children. It's just imagination.
Yeah, yeah. It's also a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day. So, guys, check the disclaimer in the description box. You want to click see more or whatever the fuck. Subscribe. We're almost to the kiss. We're getting close. We haven't even talked about the kiss.
We should have set a time limit. Because at a certain point,
ooh,
it's like,
yeah.
Okay, great. You know, what if we hit it in 10 years? You know?
We're not going to hit 50K subscribers in 10 years. Also, a lot of people out there have terrible listening skills.
How about this? If we don't get to it by December 31st, no kiss.
Guys, you heard it. I mean,
I'm giving you 2 months.
2 months
over
to
two
get
months.
Us to, if you're a listener, all you got to do is go to youtube.com/trillionairemindset and hit the subscribe button. That's all we're saying. And
December 31st.
And then you could just set it and forget it. Otherwise, also, let me know what you think of this shirt. It's not a white shirt.
Are you feeling self-conscious because people were calling you?
No, I do not give a shit.
Yeah, right.
I don't care. I wear all white shirts, whatever.
You literally care.
No, some might say that I don't. But
let me know about my shirt. It was a little cold this morning.
Yeah, it looks good on you.
So I wore this yellow overshirt.
Yeah, it looks good. Rate us on Spotify, too.
Oh, no. That's a big one.
Okay.
I've been... I said it last week at the end because I forgot.
Give us a rating on Spotify.
Five
don't know
stars.
How to do it. 5 stars. If you feel like it. If you really
do
think
you not
we deserve
it. Have you not rated us 5 stars?
Yeah, I did. I was one of the first.
Give me your phone. I'll rate us 5 stars.
No, I did it. Okay. Don't worry about it.
So you got to go to Spotify. We always say like, comment, subscribe, which you should do on YouTube. But also, not just Spotify. Go to all the audio platforms and rate us 5 stars.
You know what I think?
It helps people find them. What?
I think this is the worst intro we've ever had.
No, I think this one's
all,
gonna, this one's
going
to
It's all like...
It's Janet. Housekeeping, baby. We
it
gotta
is
do a little housekeeping
yeah.
sometimes.
This is the
you gotta keep your house in order.
You know what this is? This is our 1 year.
Technically, our anniversary would be next week.
No. 52 weeks.
Yeah, but it's like you do the year, right?
Yeah, that's the year. 52 weeks is
it's
a year.
It's not exact because do you know when our first episode came out? I remember the date. You don't even remember our anniversary.
I do. What is it?
Because it's
September 22nd.
No.
September 23rd.
It didn't happen in September. It came out in October.
Oh, we recorded it that day and then it...
No, it didn't. You don't remember shit.
Okay, why don't you educate me?
We recorded the first one on my birthday.
So it already came and went.
But not the recording, the day it came out.
Man, I'm getting all kinds of confused here, dude.
I know.
This is triggering.
You're the bad husband.
I am the bad husband. Anywho, what the fuck is this? Oh, yeah, the first episode came out on... What the hell? Where the hell is the date? Click the episode one. Like, don't you have to click right? Oh, October 4th. October 4th, 2021.
October 4th. That's our anniversary.
Fuck!
I already made dinner plans for us, baby.
Where are we going?
Surprise.
I've never heard of Surprise.
Nice.
Do they have good dessert at Surprise? So, hey, well, this is going to be a hell of a pivot. I want to give a special shout out to Omid in Iran. He's a listener in Iran, and shit's getting kind of bad over there. Boy, that's an eloquent way of saying.
That's the understatement of the century.
Yeah. They are...
Stuff's getting kind of bad.
There was a young woman, if you didn't know, there was a young woman who got arrested by the morality police, which is a thing that they have, and she was killed in custody for not properly covering herself. And the country is... The people there are reacting... appropriately and
protesting.
Really protesting and yeah, and he was DMing me saying that it's getting a little crazy over there to say the least, but that's a good thing because people are standing up to the authoritarian government over there. So anyway, I won't say any more because I truly don't know anything, but just wanted to give Omid a special shout out there, and we're thinking about you,
That's
pal.
That's a freaking trillionaire mindset salute to Omid.
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. What's with the jacket, by the way?
I think Is fucking Waleed left it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well. The sets are a mess.
Also, I gotta say... They're disgusting. I don't know if you noticed, but all the pages in this fucking thing are sticky. I don't watch their show, not because I don't like sports, because I don't like them, but I don't know what they do. Do they jerk off to sports
Probably.
Players?
I mean, Roberto Clemente in this thing, he was a handsome guy. Damn, look at that guy.
Wow. All the pages are sticky.
Yeah. So, well, folks, we got a lot to cover this week. A lot of shit happened last week. That poured over into this in particular. Oh, here comes a burp. Here comes,
then
but I'm not
going
to do it. I know I was going to, I didn't even let it happen. It was a silent one. FedEx, Federal Express, you know, that fucking company that ships things.
That everyone goes, have you ever seen the arrow?
In the logo?
Have you ever seen the arrow in the logo?
Yeah. I took an advertising class. Did you know? Did you know that companies use red to make you
hey,
hungry?
Babe, have you ever seen the arrow in FedEx?
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, fucking Google it. years.
Or just look at the FedEx truck yeah. next time you see it.
Also, hey, while I'm on it, yeah, there's a hidden arrow in between the E and the X in FedEx. There you have it, folks. There are a lot of people who have been using me as their personal Yelp, and I don't know why. Been messaging me being like, hey, do you have any recommendations for...
Maybe it's because you use everyone else as your personal Craigslist.
That's not true at all.
Hi, everybody. I have a car to sell. Serious DMs only, please.
It's not hurting anybody to read that. It hurts me when I get DMs.
It hurts me. I got to listen to fucking ads every... I got to listen to like...
I didn't sell the car.
The classified ad of a newspaper.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, FedEx had terrible earnings. The stock dropped, I think, the most it's ever dropped in its history, or at least in the last like 15 years. And the CEO said on last Thursday, that the world is headed for a recession. And he was on Jim Cramer. Man, we haven't done a Cramer wrestling bit in a while, but...
Do you have your sunglasses?
No, I don't. Anyway, he was joking with Jim Cramer. He said that these, quote, these
Who
numbers...
Who is this, the CEO?
The CEO of FedEx, because he was being interviewed on the show. He said that these numbers don't portend very well. And all of their results fell short of estimates, like, big time. He also said in the... I think it was the conference call.
You can
glean a lot from a company conference call, but and there's transcripts online. So if you ever want to take a gander at one, just Google the stock and quarterly conference call transcript. But he said global volumes declined as macroeconomic trends significantly worsened later in the quarter, both internationally and in the U.S. We've just started our second quarter and the weekly numbers are not looking good. So we just assume that the economic conditions are not really good. So, hey, if shit's going bad for, if people aren't sending packages, therefore, or if they are, but like reduced amounts, doesn't portend very well for the
but
economy.
But is right that now. What's happening? Because I think people are, so from CNBC, they're saying, but some analysts note the relative stability of rivals UPS and DHL.
Yeah.
And said FedEx's own failure to adapt also contributed to its performance.
That's what I was thinking.
And it reminds me of, we talked about it on the show. Remember when the Restoration Hardware CEO like wrote this, maybe it was an interview, but he was just like,
shit's
pulling
bad.
He was like, it's bad.
Yeah.
The whole economy is flipping upside down. But then some people were like, I don't know. It seems like he wasn't really able to navigate COVID reopening and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and maybe the market for $1,000 right. armchairs
I mean,
is kind of slowing down.
Right, and that was months ago at this point. And it's with all the news, I think some CEOs are just like, when they can't navigate their own market, they're like, oh, no,
the
economy is flipping out.
It's the macro picture.
It couldn't
yeah.
be me.
Yeah, doesn't FedEx... Aren't they known as like the worst?
I don't know. I've used DHL and I don't like it. And UPS and FedEx have seemed fine.
Hmm. UPS.
I feel like DHL is more global.
Yes.
Like I've ordered things from France and it comes DHL, but maybe that's the problem is it's just coming from France.
Every time UPS delivers shit, they send it to the apartment building across the street from me. So every time now when it says delivered, I'm like, oh, my neighbor got it. So now I got to walk over there and grab it from my neighbor's place. It's annoying as fuck.
So DHL, I ordered this and it was kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course it's all expensive.
But I really needed it to come and it was...
So you just went fat.
And it said, no, I got what
you're... Yeah, I didn't even make the cum joke.
But it was there.
It was implied, yeah.
Right. And it said I would have to be there, but I could sign and wave it. I could say you could... And I was like, everyone just throws it over the fence. Just throw it over... So I said... I signed it and I said, just throw it over the fence. And then you actually picked me up and I got a text that it had been delivered. And I was like, great. And then I got home, nothing. I was like, gotta be kidding me. I was walking around but it was nighttime. I was walking around my neighborhood looking for it. And then the next morning I saw it on my neighbor's thing right over the fence. And there's no doorbell. There was no nothing. And so I finally had to just climb this 10-foot fence, and I was like, man, these people are going to, like, shoot me. I don't know them at all.
Jesus H.
But I wanted it.
Yeah.
I had scratches all on my stomach.
I wanted that package, man.
Got it.
What was in it? What did you order?
Just, like, these
expensive. You were so desperate for.
They were just expensive. They were these expensive clothes. You looked at my clothes. Like, it wasn't these.
That? Oh, okay.
I need suit stuff for a wedding.
Yeah. Oh, I need suit stuff for a wedding too. Fuck. I don't want to do that. Meanwhile, the S&P, I'm sure you guys are hearing all about it, but it's now in its 20th bear market of the last 140 years. And so I saw this interesting stat that the average peak to trough, so from top to bottom, the average decline is 37.3%, and the average duration is 290 days. And this guy from BofA, B of it, I love it. We don't talk about enough how Bank of America's abbreviation is BOFA.
No, you do every time.
I do every time. Yeah. Every time. So this dipshit, he's not a dipshit, I'm just calling him that, from BOFA was saying that, what is this? He cited FedEx's guide down and suggesting an EPS recession shock is the catalyst for new lows. So basically bad earnings is going to be the catalyst for new lows as we start getting these quarters that haven't yet really hit that.
And they took a huge hit, right?
They took a massive hit, yeah. But again, it's like, is this really a bellwether for the stock market or the economy? Or is FedEx just doing poorly? Yeah, or is FedEx just kind of like sucking ass?
Right.
I think it might be a little bit of both.
Hey, look, if I was a CEO right now and my company was doing poorly, yeah, you know I'm doing the same thing.
You know you're blaming it on the economy.
It's this goddamn economy.
Have you seen
who could navigate this?
But it's also
like, sir, UPS and DHL are doing fine. Those guys are crazy.
Ignore that. That's FUD. But there was something that I read about how all of these shipping companies had to really scramble to like hire more people and open new facilities. I mean, even Amazon, they opened what, like over 10 new warehouses in anticipation of all of that increased sudden demand. But then now they've got to really pull it back. Like Amazon then had to cancel all these leases on these warehouses, or the ones that they built, they now are like trying to sell. So I think you're seeing a lot of that too. It's just like the kind of the, it's not a bullwhip, but it's, yeah, reducing they're closing, Amazon's closing more than 20 logistics centers while canceling or delaying plans for nearly 50 more. So yeah, you got to wonder how much of it is actually the economy slowing down and how much of it is
getting
back to normal and like just, I don't know if I want to call it shitty management because I really have no idea how well FedEx is run, but.
You know what they need?
Me? At the helm? I'll take that fucking, you could be a CEO for a company for like 2 years and make enough money to just live
forever.
And
then when you leave, they're like, here's $20 million.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your service, sir. Here's $20 million. Well done. Excellent. Cool.
No,
yeah,
they need another, they need another Castaway.
Oh, yeah. They need to crash a plane.
That movie was like,
it was a one big long
FedEx ad.
Because he ended up delivering the package.
Yeah, that was the whole unfinished business.
Yeah.
A FedEx man never... Just absolutely insane.
That was a really cool plane crash sequence.
Oh, I'm sure you loved it.
Oh, I loved it. I was like, this is so accurate. It's tight. But
did you see the plane crash footage where they crashed one of those, I forget which plane it was. Why are you looking at me?
Of course
like that?
I've seen. I've seen.
Which one am I talking about?
The one where they crash it in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I've seen.
How did
it,
you know?
Because there's like two. They did that one and then they did another one. And I've seen it all.
But did you see where the worst place to sit was?
Either the tail or the nose.
It was the nose.
Yeah, that's where the pilot sits.
Yeah, and that's where you'll be on our way back from Japan. I'll be in the back, which you were laughing at me, but if we go down...
Are we going to be on the same flight?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, and you're in first class.
Yeah, I am in first class.
I'm in steerage.
I'm going to walk back to steerage sipping champagne and go, man, it smells like farts back here, and then walk all the way back to the front of the plane where it doesn't smell like booty. But I can't wait. Ooh, it's going to be so nice. Thank you, American Express points. But did you know that FedEx was close to bankruptcy one time and the CEO in like the 80s or something?
Okay.
And he took their last like 30 grand or something in cash and just said, fuck it, I'm going to gamble it, and went to Vegas and gambled and won and saved the company from bankruptcy.
No way.
Swear to God. Yeah, the founder of FedEx saved the company from bankruptcy with his blackjack winnings. What was it? And the company started, he was majoring in economics at Yale in 1962, and he wrote a paper about the automation of society and the transportation of goods. And he thought it would be more efficient to carry small essential items by plane. It basically started as like an economics paper, and that was how FedEx was born. Wow. Oh, he founded the company with $4 million in inheritance and $80 million in loans and in equity investments. Wow, that's gnarly. But so, yeah. Wait, when FedEx...
Whoa, $5,000?
Yeah, when FedEx's funds dwindled down to just $5,000, he realized he didn't have enough to fuel the planes. The company had already gone to many extremes, from pilots using their personal credit cards to fuel planes to uncashed paychecks. Wow. So he went to Vegas to play blackjack.
Oh my God.
He turned the remaining $5,000 into $27,000, just enough for the company to stay in operation for another week. Wow, that's crazy. So there you have it, folks. All you got to do is gamble. Take a gamble. Go to Vegas.
I want to talk about this story my friend told me, but he told me not to tell anyone. And this is, I feel like this is a lot of people.
Just change.
I know. I'll change enough to, when the show started, he was like, you should talk to my friend. He's like a new crypto founder. And he's like, this kind of, I know. And I was like, I don't think it's going to be good for the show, whatever. And he was like, and it was very quickly, he's like, no, like I'm bought in and it's not bad, whatever. And then
they guarantee 20%.
Well, a month later, he was like, you know, I took it all out. Like I was losing tons of money. And then recently he was like, remember that guy I was telling you about? And I was like, yeah, what? Is he like killing it or whatever? And he was like, no, he actually had to, he was forced out of the company. He, I guess with this whole crash, they were losing a bunch of money. So he took, I'm giving all the details.
We got to, what the fuck? We got to have this guy on the show. That sounds so interesting.
I think he tried to take a bunch of the money and gamble it and then replace it.
Oh, that sounds like a great story.
I doubt he wants to talk about it.
I mean, come on. It sounds pretty cool to me. Oh, God. Sorry, I keep burping because I had this coffee. Because this morning,
have to update everyone.
I made my matcha this morning.
Why?
And I'm almost done with the matcha.
Why?
And I look inside, and there's a big clump of the shit. And I'm like, damn, you little fucker, you didn't even get whisked up in the whisk. So I've just been drinking milk water. Get the fuck out of here. I didn't even drink the matchas. I didn't get my caffeine, so now I'm having this. And the new bidet that I got. Oh,
no,
boy, don't
please.
Even get me started. We're saving that for
don't
after.
Don't get him started.
If you want to
no
hear,
one's getting you started. You're starting.
You brought it up.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, you did. You brought it up.
Anywho.
Anyway, if you want to hear about the bidet, I'm going to tell you about it in After Hours because it's a whole ordeal that's very boring.
I'm going to start telling them what I eat for breakfast every time.
What you eat for breakfast? Can of beans?
Yeah, just crack open a can of beans.
Crack open a can of beans? Yeah. For me, it's avocado toast and a banana.
Nice.
In the description. The other big news, 2 days ago for you guys, yesterday for us, we had the Fed meeting. And okay, so there's a bunch of shit here.
Okay, so there's a bunch of shit here. Go
well,
ahead.
Because the market dropped hard, and it was kind of a...
Which is surprising, because you would think this would have been priced in, considering everyone saw it coming.
Yeah, but
we
that,
literally said last week he's going to raise it like 75 points or 100 points.
And that's exactly what they did. They raised it 75 basis points, 0.75%. But it was Powell's comments that really spooked the market.
Oh, where he was like, pain is coming.
He started crying.
He said, fuck a soft landing.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to run it into the ground.
Yeah, we're going to nosedive. We're going to kamikaze this
thing. Just when you think it can't get any worse, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
And they were like, wait, what?
Yeah. He said, hug your
Except
children.
I think it was someone from maybe Bank of America.
BofA?
Or maybe it was Wells Fargo.
Welfa?
They were literally like, they're cheering him on. Like, do 150 points next time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. That's fucked up. But he said that they're going to keep going, and they may slow the pace of their interest rate raises while they assess how their adjustments affect the economy. But so he's basically saying it's a lagging kind of thing. So they adjust the rates, and it takes a while for the economy, for the effects to be felt. And they're going to keep raising it, and as the months progress, they're going to assess, like, okay, how is this affecting the economy? If it's too much, we're going to slow the pace, but we're still going to be pressing.
Why would that not be the plan? Like, why is that news?
Because he needs to really, really over-communicate with the market. But also, so there's a Q&A, and they asked Powell how to slow inflation, and he said, we have to get supply and demand back into alignment, and the way that we do that is by slowing the economy, We want to act aggressively now and get this job done and keep at it until it's done. We need subtrend growth and softening the labor market. He says job openings need to decline significantly, but he said that can happen without unemployment going up significantly, which is an interesting kind of thing. Basically getting companies to stop, stop with the job
opening. I can't wait till no one has a job and everything is just still expensive.
Yeah, and Powell goes, well, my job, I guess that didn't work. Good luck, everybody.
He's just raise it again.
Because he's worth $100 million.
Damn.
Yeah. So, but crucially, he said that there are three things in this economy that could mean we could withstand the tightening without a recession. So these three things may mean that we could have the soft landing after all. Number one.
Hit me.
High level of job openings. The high level of job openings currently may mean that some of those job openings go away without actual jobs having to be cut, right?
So these guys are just pissed about a tight labor market.
Yeah. So
we're tired of these employees having a goddamn say.
Well, it's not that. It's, I mean, that kind of makes sense to me that, yeah, you could say a company is looking for 100 positions to fill.
Okay, a company is looking for 100 positions to fill.
You could theoretically reduce that without firing anybody, right?
No, I understand. Yeah. But they're talking about they don't want a tight labor market anymore.
Right. Number two, inflation expectations remain well anchored, so it's not like there's no surprises anymore, right? It's kind of we kind of get where inflation's at. It's not like it was a year ago where all of a sudden we're having these surprises to the upside. I mean, you can still have surprises to the upside, but they're going to be significantly diminished comparatively. It's not like suddenly we're going to jump to 10%. And number three, part of inflation right now is caused by supply shocks, and there are early signs that that is abating.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's see what these rail workers decide on.
Is there any update with that? Nothing?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of funny how like it just seems like it's not in the headlines anymore.
Right.
Well, depending on where you look.
Well, the White House did their celebration. They're like, we did it. We averted it. Now we'll see.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well, they technically did, right? Because the deadline was last Friday.
And what, now got pushed?
Yeah. Well, while voting is going on, they're not going to strike.
Yeah. One of the other things that Powell said was that the housing market needs to go through a correction. So I don't know if that portends that, you know, rents will drop if the house, I guess that would, if the housing market kind of drops, that would imply that rents would come down, which is a huge part of inflation.
I don't know if it necessarily would though, because wouldn't more people be renting?
Oh yeah. Losing their homes.
Not losing them. If you were going to plan on buying a home and now you're like, well, the rates are, you know, I don't want to get locked into this shitty rate.
Right.
I'm just going to,
but you could always refinance, right?
Sure.
If rates ever come down again. I feel like the housing market, even if everybody knows that it's going to come down, it's not going to, because everybody with a little bit of money is going to be waiting to pounce and buy, you know, especially hedge funds and whatnot.
Right.
But I mean, it happened once. It could happen again.
Are you talking about 2008?
Yeah. I mean, it's a totally different thing. But you would think that the same thing would apply where, hey, a bunch of people are going to be waiting. But also the amount of wealth that was created since then, to me, means that, you know, there's a lot more money out there that's ready, willing, and able to swoop up shit on the cheap.
Hmm.
Not me, though.
I feel like you could buy a house.
Yeah, maybe. It still scares the shit out of me. I mean, even just this toilet fiasco. I was Googling toilets. And I was just like, oh, this is a whole other nightmare that I never even considered.
Homeownership sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at reviews for toilets for hours.
And it's worth it because it's one of the only ways to actually build real wealth and generational wealth. Then it's like, do you know, renting sucks. Landlords fucking suck. But like when there's something wrong, just like sending a text like, yo, take care of this fucking
thing. Take care of this bitch.
I mean, you're lucky if you have a landlord who will actually do it. But God, if it was mine, I'd be like, I gotta fix a roof.
Yeah. It's wild that housing has become a way to build wealth instead of a way to just to have shelter, you know? That was a terrible way of phrasing it, but you know what I mean, right? Mm-hmm. You get what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So much wealth was wiped out. Like, people for the first time who were getting cheap homes were kicked out of those homes.
Yeah. The economic bidet sprayed into the butthole of the economy, clearing out all the feces of people. I'm not calling people.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's a bad one.
Yeah. That's a, Wait, what did I say?
That was really bad.
What did I say though?
You basically called the people who got duped into bad mortgages. Shit, like actual
well,
human.
Well, no, I mean,
because
there's
matter.
Good poop. Poop is good,
and then
it's natural.
I guess the water would be like the Obama administration.
I don't know if I said that.
Not bailing them out.
I don't think I said any
out
of that.
Bankers.
Yeah, but
sometimes your true colors come out.
I think it's just because there's toilet paper on the desk, and I've got this bidet on my mind, and I'm just waiting for that person in the comments to be like, "Wow, that was really shitty of you to compare."
You have had some questionable comments
on... This isn't a serious take. This is me just making a stupid... Anyway. You know, this is part of the issue with our schedule is like...
What's part of the issue?
We got to record so early that my brain isn't fully functioning yet. Is yours?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think we should do this on air, but...
What?
Just...
Oh no!
We record at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
it's not that early.
It's pretty early.
Number two, just like get a good night's sleep the day before.
That's fair.
It's
fair.
Once a week.
Yeah, I went to bed at like 1 a.m.
If it was me,
uh-huh.
Who also has to do the show, I just don't do anything on Wednesdays.
Yeah,
and then every other night of the week, I go, well, I don't have to record tomorrow.
Yeah,
or sometimes I do. Sometimes we have like an early record for something else. You know
that would
do?
Be responsible.
It's like a job.
Yeah, I guess. See, that's smart of you. So you guys,
let's go.
I want to talk tactical here for a little bit of trading stuff because I've referenced that trend line. You remember?
No.
Coming from the yeah.
No.
I was in the dress and I was talking about it. The trend line from the
I'm
low.
Drunk.
Off half of a glass of champagne.
Yeah.
That trend line that I referenced from the bottom of June up until recently broke. Not good. Broke to the downside and has not even, it attempted to kind of recapture it, totally fucking lost it. And so here's a little tip. If you want to get an idea of where things might be headed directionally, keep your eye on the 2-year and the 10-year treasury bond yields. The more they go up, the more that's not good. Because that is, there used to be this thing. This adage, I don't know if you'd call it an adage, but it was...
We've talked about the 2-year and the 10-year.
No, but there's this other thing called TINA. Stands for There Is No Alternative.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. Tinstoffel.
Who?
Tinstoffel.
Tinstoffel?
You've heard, there's no such thing as a free lunch?
Sure. Who is that quote attributed to a man named Tinstoffel? Oh, that's the acronym. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Got it. Tinstoffel. Okay. So, yeah, the TINA thing used to be, that's why stocks were so popular for so long, because interest rates were so low, bonds didn't yield enough to make it worthwhile. But now we're getting a kind of reverse TINA, where there is an alternative to equities.
Whoa.
You're getting these treasury yields. Like, hey, if you can get 3.5% or whatever it is currently, on a 2-year bond, you're naturally going to kind of go toward that while stocks are starting to look less and less appealing, right?
I'm picturing some guy with 6 screens like, we're coming up on a reverse TINA.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Call Bob. Bob, it's our worst nightmare. Yeah. No, you remember the TINA? Well, get a load of this.
It's a reverse TINA.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
drops
God.
The phone. Call my lawyer. Like in Independence Day, I've got to call my lawyer. No, what does he say? I got to call my mother. See, you got to keep up, dude.
Yeah, I know. How do I not remember that quote from 1996's Independence Day?
It's a famous quote. The guy with the deep voice. Oh my God. I got to call my mother. Someone in the comments will know.
I remember when he's like giving the speech and he's like, now let's go fuck those aliens up.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And
Jeff Goldblum goes, maybe your scientists never thought, they said we could, but never thought to ask, should I?
What? That's Jurassic Park. That's Jurassic Park.
Life finds a way.
Or
when he was like, I'm going to fuck that dinosaur.
Yeah, he certainly didn't want to fuck that dinosaur. I mean, that Triceratops was looking thicker than a milkshake. Laying on its side after having the bad doo-doo.
Thick with three C's.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm. That Triceratussy. Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Oh, God, I wish they weren't extinct. So, if you want to see, you can play along at home.
Play along.
The 10-year treasury yield, they each have a symbol. And it depends on what chart software you use, but you can just Google like 2-year treasury yield symbol and it'll come up. I think the 10-year is TNX. So the higher the yield, the more attractive it is as an alternative to stocks. Also, from a technical standpoint, I know that this might not make a lot of sense to a lot of you, but we are below the 5, the 8, and the 21-day exponential moving averages. Those are like the short-term, basically below that, not good. You want to get above that. You want those to be curling upward, and they are not. They are all pointed down, and we are below them. That says momentum is going to the downside. Not good, folks. And also, interesting stat from BofA. Institutions and hedge funds were the ones selling last week, and retailers were the ones buying. So
what does that mean?
That means that we kind of bought the bag. Retailers. If institutions and hedge funds were mostly sellers last week and retailers were buying, the idiots were idiots.
But retailers don't always have to be the idiots.
That's true. There's one piece of capitulation.
You know, I saw about like 20% of those...
hedge funds?
No, those retail accounts that got set up in the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Are starting to close.
Yeah.
Wild, huh?
So that's what I was going to say is... One of the things that these analysts look for is retail capitulation. Like, because there's so much retail money still out there, and retail just means you and me.
Right.
The everyday guy or trader, investor, whatever. It's a small guy, small person. One of the things that they look for that still hasn't happened yet is outflows of money from retail traders saying, all right, enough, I got to get out. That's usually a sign that the low, either near term or long term, is in. And there hasn't been that, according to them. But the fact that, yeah, like 20% of new accounts that were opened since the pandemic have now shut down, to me, that's kind of a capitulative stat, right?
I don't know exactly.
Because how much of that is like people just dicking around gambling?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And how much of it is people who just, you know, opened it. I mean, I opened a Robinhood account when the fucking GameStop thing happened.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I don't want this.
I don't trade at all.
I just use like an investment thing.
I had one just to get the free stock. I don't remember what stock I was given, but I sold it. And then they kept pestering me. They kept bothering me to like fill out my tax forms. Like,
oh, dude.
Fuck that. God, leave me alone. Stop. I never did. The IRS wants to come after me for my $11. Fucking try it.
What's going to happen?
They're going to audit me.
That would suck.
Oh, I know. Being audited would be... Because there's some stuff that you probably don't have the proper paperwork for, but
everyone,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not moving money in the right ways, and
yeah,
it would be so annoying.
It would be such a nightmare.
And now with Venmo, Venmo's going to give everyone... 1095s or something?
Really?
I don't know if you noticed, they've probably been bugging the shit out of you. They bug me. If I open my Venmo, I probably have a million notifications from them being like, you need to submit all your tax stuff. But I just don't do it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll email me one.
Yeah, I don't get those notifications. I still get whoever's trying to fucking sign into my Venmo account. Stop trying. You're not going to get it.
Maybe they will one day.
Yeah.
What if they said that to the Wright brothers? Stop trying. You're never going to get it.
Didn't one of them die in a plane crash?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess.
No risk, no reward.
That's true.
But now look at us. Burning the planet alive with planes.
Yeah. Planet deserves it.
We deserve it.
Yeah, it's true. Chamath Palihapitiya, another
the
sign.
The SPAC king.
The SPAC king. The guy who, did he call himself the next Warren Buffett? Did he give
Probably.
Himself?
Probably.
Yeah, I think he did. I love saying his last name. It's so
you
fun
gotta
to say.
Get, every time I hear you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, it's not that hard. And then I look at it and I'm like, go for it. And
yeah,
I'm like,
Chamath Palihapitiya.
I just call him Chamath.
So he's winding down two of his SPACs after a hunt to find targets to take public came up empty.
They hold more than $1.6 billion.
One of them had 1.15 and then the other 400.
And now add them together?
That's like 1.6.
Yeah, yeah.
1.61. Wow. Holy shit. Damn, you're good at math after all. Not me. Me bad. But he said that valuations and volatility were the two biggest barriers to closing deals. That doesn't sound very Warren Buffett-y to me. Warren Buffett wouldn't make that kind of excuse.
Well,
he'd
check
go,
this out,
he'd
too.
Go buy a burger and a Cherry Coke and suck it up.
Share prices for companies he took public in earlier deals like Space Ooh. Tourism, Venture, Virgin, Virgin Galactic Holdings, and personal finance app SoFi Technologies are down more than...
90%.
No, 60%.
Oh, collectively?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not very good. Those aren't good returns.
Causing big losses for his followers. With that track record, it wasn't clear investors would support his deals.
Yeah. I remember when he kind of like, it reminded me a bit of the Litecoin co-founder Charlie Lee doing a bit of a surprise rug pull where one week he's like all about it. Right. And then the next week he's just like, yeah, I sold all my shit and I'm not in this anymore. He did that with Virgin, I think. He was like, oh, yeah, this is great. And then the next week he said, yeah, I've sold all my Virgin Galactic holdings. I think that it's going to be a while.
Oh, Chamath.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he always made out.
Yeah, like a fucking, right. Like hundreds of millions of dollars.
And then he goes on.
Just for co-signing, basically.
He goes on and is like, oh, I would never suggest that my followers buy into these things. I always pressure them to do their own due diligence and make sure.
Yeah.
It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Talks about how Facebook is like kind of contributing to destroying society, and yet that's where all of his wealth came from. He was like an early.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's how he's a billionaire, is from Facebook. It's like, if you really felt that way, put that money towards something that would have a meaningful, lasting impact positively on society.
I heard one of the guys.
I don't know what you would do, but.
Is Kevin one of his co-hosts? Kevin something?
Yes.
He was on a show.
Oh, on their podcast.
Yeah, was on another show. Uh-huh. And this was a while ago, but they asked him about Chamath and the SPACs, and he was just like, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I was come on.
Yeah. There's one guy who I think the main host, Jason Calacanis, has expressed
I don't know who's in.
He's a venture capitalist and he's the co-host with Chamath, and he wants to be on the show. So
this show?
Yeah. I invited him months ago.
Can we ask him about Chamath?
We gotta.
He'll probably say the same thing.
Oh, you can't talk about that.
And I'll say, Jason, we're not going to move on until you answer the question.
You got to answer the question, Jason.
Jason.
Did you see that GTA? Did you see any of the GTA 6 released gameplay?
Yeah, it kind of freaked me out.
Why?
So I used to play GTA as a kid.
Of course.
I think GTA 2 was probably the first one I played.
Mm-hmm.
And it was obviously very cartoonish. I don't know if you remember, GTA 2 was from bird's eye view.
Yeah, top down.
Yeah, you see basically the top of the guy's head. And you're running. It was like kind of fucking confusing and hard. And so you see the bullets spray out. And then GTA 3
changed everything.
Fucking blew our minds.
Yeah.
But it was still cartoonish, you know?
Yeah.
GTA 4 and 5, same. Those were, it looks so real.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I watched that robbery video, and I was like, I don't know if I want to, it's so real.
Yeah.
Just the, all those games are, Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a pussy.
No, I hear what you're saying, because the argument before when...
And I'm not like, oh, video games lead to violence, but like people can play.
That can change, right?
I don't care about that. I'm just like, I don't think personally Right. That's as fun. It's fun doing a little cartoonish kind of guy.
I disagree somewhat. I think that as technology advances, there is room for that conversation to be reopened. As they become hyper-realistic, then it kind of, to me, that changes the argument. Because back then, it's like, you're a little like cartoon video right. game guy shooting people. Yeah, it's not. But now, if it gets like photorealistic and it looks like, wow, this is actually like, I'm making this little real-looking yeah. guy shoot this guy.
Watch the robbery video. Yeah. You're like, I'm just watching a fucking... I mean, it's not... I'm not an idiot. It's not so... They, like, move in weird ways and stuff. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just weird. Remember when you would pick up the hooker in GTA 3 and the car would rock and you'd just be, like, fucking 13? Like, what's it look like in there? Just show us what it looks like in there. This is insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just have to watch the car rock?
I remember going into the strip club in GTA 4 and being like, damn.
Yes. Remember the hot coffee?
What? No.
It was like a weird mod, or I think it was like the first edition had this thing they didn't take out where you got to fuck someone or something like that. And you could actually see it.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. In like a bed. I remember it being in a bedroom. And it was,
yeah.
Crazy stuff. But so... I wanted to talk about back when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out, I made a huge mistake, and a lot of, I think it could be a valuable lesson for some people who are aspiring traders and investors with only a little bit of money that are probably fucking around with options. This is a great example of why sometimes buying the stock is way, 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 way better and smarter than trying to play options. Picture this. Okay. It's like, 6 months before Grand Theft Auto 5 comes out.
All right.
Take-Two Interactive, which is the company that owns Rockstar, was trading at like $16 at a market cap of like $800 million. And I remember thinking, holy fucking shit, this is so undervalued. The market has no idea what's about to happen. Grand Theft Auto 5 is going to be, it's going to sell more, it's going to pull in more revenue on the first day of release than the company is worth. It's going to sell $1 billion worth on the first day. This is a and
wait, why did you thought this?
Oh yeah,
why? What made you think that?
Because it was so hotly anticipated. The trailer looked amazing,
but they kind of all were.
Yeah, but this one was like this one also had the online aspect, which was going to be the first time
that was a huge deal.
Yes,
yeah.
That was a huge selling point for it. I was personally thrilled about it. I was just, I could not wait to get my hands on this game.
Right.
And I knew that them going online was going to introduce an entirely new revenue stream with these microtransactions that hadn't yet really been factored in yet.
Right. Right. That was probably the biggest deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which is part of the reason why that they haven't come out with Grand Theft Auto 6 in so long is because Grand Theft Auto 5 has been such a huge moneymaker.
Right.
Just with the online gameplay. But so I had like, I don't know, $7,000 or something, and I put it all into call options instead of just buying the stock outright. You know what happened to those options?
What?
They expired worthless because the stock didn't move where I needed it to move in time. I bought the options for like
when
right
were
around
you planning for it to happen, like
around
release
day.
Game.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did
stock,
it finally happen?
The stock moved, but it didn't. It just kind of like, you know, didn't really do anything until months later. It rocketed to like, I don't know, a high of $200 and something a share.
Damn.
That is
from 18.
Yeah. Or wherever it was in the teens. And sure enough, I was right. I think day one, it made like $1.2 billion. It sold that much. Can we see how much Grand Theft Auto 5 sold in the first day?
11 million copies.
Sold. Yeah, but how much money was that? Yeah, it was the best-selling game in any 24-hour period. So,
did you play it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I fucking loved it. It was so great. Oh yeah, it made $800 million in 24 hours. So, I was close, but still, that's the whole company's valuation pretty much in 24 hours on that day one.
Yeah, I played it a little bit, but
oh man, it's so good. It
yeah, but I was
so
like
good.
Living in New York. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna
do Grand Theft Auto outside.
I'm gonna go have fun.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on New York. But So there's a lesson there that sometimes it's better to just buy the stock outright instead of dicking around. If you really believe in a company, put the money in. I personally, if I had to do it again, I would put the money into the stock instead of the, because then you got all the time in the world. You don't have to worry about the options expiring on you.
But had you timed it up right, you would have made much more money.
Sure. Yeah, I could have bought some long dated call options instead of the shorter dated ones. That would have been smarter.
What happened with Meta real quick? Mark Zuckerberg is...
Well, it's just Mark Zuckerberg.
Hemorrhaging money.
Oh, yeah. His net
worth...
He lost
about $71 billion since bet on the metaverse. But he's got his big little... in October, they have a little launch for the... What is it? Project fucking... Cambria?
What is it?
It's the new headsets.
Oh.
He's going to be walking around on stage like...
This is really cool.
It actually feels like I'm getting jerked off.
People are going to be meeting more in the metaverse.
Yeah, Project...
They're not.
Project Cambria, highly anticipated and powerful mixed reality headset.
It's too...
I think it's like October 11th.
I have...
This could turn it all around.
I don't think so.
I think it will. I'm rooting for it to fail so hard. I just don't want...
Have you ever tried an Oculus?
Yeah, I put someone's on and like...
They're cool. It's kind of like, this is cool. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go to dinner.
Like, my brother got one for Christmas one year and it was like, we all kind of put it on. And then we're like, all right.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever used it since.
It makes me feel sick now, though. I get like motion sickness and I can't do it. It's really fucking cool, but then you kind of go... And it's like, I think that It's a common thing. People try it and then they just kind of go, all right. And then it becomes a paperweight.
Yeah.
And the fact...
I imagine it would be fun for video games.
Sure. I think that they're...
Imagine fucking realistic GTA in that thing.
That's dangerous. That scares the shit out of... Well,
you're just giving yourself PTSD.
Yeah, no kidding, man. But I feel like he got caught up in a lot of the excitement of the last couple years when there was that elation in the market that, just invest and dream big. Didn't it feel like that? It was just this big kind of free-for-all. The market was at all-time highs and just kept on fucking going. And it was just dream big and the money will follow. And they made this big pivot to the metaverse and I feel like Zuck's idea was Zuck. Mark Zuckerberg.
No, you're rich. You're friends with him. You call him Zuck.
That's true. We are friends.
Ben calls Bill Gates Billy.
Billy boy.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah. So I feel like he thought that it was just going to happen like now. And it just, that kind of thing, man. Look how long it took.
So apparently they've been spending $10 billion a year on trying to find the next, software.
I don't think it'll ever happen. I think that it will be a tool for certain things like pilot training, any kind of professional skill that requires...
Oh, yeah, I don't think this is it, and I really hope it's not it.
I think that it has a use in, pilot training, surgeon training, any kind of, practicing where you really need to do hands-on stuff. It's really, really good for. And then... Other than that, I do not think that any
also,
kind of metaverse...
Also, couldn't he potentially just cash out and then just live his life?
Him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, why aren't you fucking doing that?
You're
just quit.
You're going to go on stage with a headset on, dude?
Yeah. You can stop.
Just go ride your stupid hoverboard.
Yeah. It's like I told... What's his name?
I know.
The Robin Hood guy.
People are calling for him to step down. They're like, he can't.
Zuckerberg?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand why Vlad didn't quit. It's literally the biggest win-win ever. You quit, the stock goes up. You make more money. You are no longer the target of everyone's hatred. You can just disappear and...
Oh, yeah, you're not that recognizable. Go live a life.
Go live your life. Buddy, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have that. He's a very distinct looking...
But he could still go live a life.
He could, yeah. He's got enough money to...
Go get a little Lake Tahoe compound.
And write a book in like 5 years reflecting on how you fucked up all of society by creating this thing.
Oh, no. You write a book and talk about how, it's like the Andrew Cuomo. I love that. The how I navigated a pandemic, like as the pandemic is
raging. He
wrote
a book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christ. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Guy. how I assaulted women while navigating a pandemic.
Yeah.
What a creeper. But yeah, I don't understand why he doesn't do that. Just take some, like, I wonder if Joe Rogan off air convinced him to take psychedelics and reflect on what he's done to society. Can you imagine?
Why? Did he do something?
I don't know. But
well, on Rogan, he was already like, do you remember? He said, I woke up and feel like I've been punched in the
stomach. Yeah, but that's just his normal brain every day. He would have, imagine him having a drug-induced psychotic break.
I don't think that would happen.
I think it absolutely would. Imagine, I mean, the normal person taking mushrooms or acid, you're already kind of like having an ego death and reflecting on all the things you dislike about yourself.
Right.
Imagine it on that scale. How would your brain not explode?
But I think they are...
I think that there's a part of him that does feel guilt and shame for what he's a self-aware enough person. He doesn't present it well, but I think that he absolutely is.
He's also definitely done psychedelics.
I don't know, man. I doubt it. I think
Steve Jobs was able to do tons of acid and still use like fucking factory workers and stuff. He wasn't like,
true,
this is all wrong. They're like, oh, this is just helping with my creativity and I'm just a...
I can see him having microdosed and tried that, but I highly doubt he's done any kind of spiritual, because he doesn't ever talk about any kind of, maybe he's private, but he doesn't ever talk about any kind of spiritual shit like Steve Jobs did.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
he attends the church.
Someone dosed the Sweet Baby Ray's.
but I mean, I think that he knows and he's kind of in denial, like, no, it's the people that are wrong. They misused these tools that we've given people. No, I think it's the other way around, that the tools are the bad thing. I think part of it is, I was reading an article that it all goes back to the share button, like the share and the retweet. It provides the endorsement that doesn't require commentary, doesn't require critical thinking or anything. It's just, this is not an astute way of putting it, but that just putting that out in the world really was a pivotal point where...
As soon as they let the moms on Facebook, it was all over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well.
We got to do Beyond Meat real quick.
Okay. There's so many, I mean, you see something like that and you just know that Jay Leno's out there wishing he was still on TV.
Yeah, see this one?
Hey, guys, see this? Of course, Beyond Meat. Yeah, well, you know this stuff. You heard about this stuff, right?
Fake plant-based meat.
Plant-based meat. Not my thing. But for some, you know, it's good. Anyway, Beyond Meat COO, did you hear this? Got arrested. Biting a man in the nose. I don't even know, what's the joke? Give me the joke and I'll do it. There's a joke about, it's not real meat. Apparently.
Turns out there's nothing like the real thing.
Yeah, turns out. It's nothing like the real thing, folks.
Corset. That's the key to a good Jay Leno impression. You got to go
high.
You're getting like pretty Tyson-y.
Yeah, wow. It is. It's adjacent to that. What the fuck did he do?
He was at a football game, an Arkansas football game, right?
Yeah.
And it's fucking crazy. This guy, he punched through the back windshield of a Subaru after it made contact with his front tire of his car.
Okay, so...
The Subaru owner then got out of his car and Ramsey allegedly started punching him and bit his nose, ripping the flesh on the tip of the nose.
Dude, that sounds like I got to get some Beyond Meat in me. It sounds powerful stuff.
The victim and a witness also alleged that Ramsey told the Subaru owner he would kill him. Something's going on. How the fuck do you punch through... I have a Subaru. I didn't know there was a...
Yeah, that's some freak strength. I mean, he's probably feeling it because, like it notes in this article, the stock has fallen 73% this year, dragging its market cap down to $1 billion from a high of 13.
Yeah, but I think he came in to kind of write the... I don't know if that was... But he came in like December.
Yeah.
Oh, so wow. I think they were already kind of doing poorly.
You know what it is? Scroll down a little bit more, please. He spent 3 decades at Tyson Foods,
right.
Overseeing its poultry and McDonald's businesses. So this guy, his brain is poisoned from eating all that Tyson meat. man.
Yeah.
His brain is just all that, all those chemicals in there. That's what I would do. I'd put out a statement saying, you know, turn it into a win for the company. Say, you know, it's the, from the 3 years of eating real meat.
I think
that's
they,
what it is. It's ringworm.
I think they already put him on leave. I think he's, his days might be numbered.
Bummer.
I mean, Beyond Meat's days might be numbered. So the food company has been facing skepticism from investors over disappointing sales, operating challenges, and its long-term growth prospects. The stock has fallen 73% this year, dragging its market cap down to $1.09 billion.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy. So their market cap reached a high of $14 billion in July, in 2019.
Yeah.
And was still over $9 billion in June. In early July 2021, the stock price was around $150 a share. On Friday, the stock closed at $18.29.
I think as of now, it's at like, what is it? BYND. Let's see. I'm going to say it's $16. $14.71 as of today. That's yesterday for you guys. But I remember when it IPO'd, and it IPO'd, it opened like 100% higher than, I think the IPO price was going to be in the 20s or something, and it opened at like 40, and I thought, this is fucking stupid. This is so overvalued. I even tweeted, if you're thinking about buying the Beyond IPO, please don't.
Why? And what was your thought?
Because I thought that it was insane and that it was overvalued and that it was just, you know, hype and that it wasn't going to go anywhere and it was going to be ultimately a failure of an IPO. Boy, was I dead wrong. That thing rocketed almost nonstop to like 100, 200 bucks a share or something.
Yeah, I think it.
And I felt real dumb, baby. I felt real dumb. That was a stupid, stupid thing.
Yeah, but now look at you.
Oh, they're LA based. I thought they were plant based. Wow, it was only founded in 2009.
That kind of makes sense.
I guess, but fuck, what are we doing? I could have done that.
Again, another
one. Why didn't I do that?
I'm rooting for the downfall of.
Why?
Because Beyond Meat and fucking Impossible have truly ruined some of my favorite dishes.
Like what?
Because they gave the idea that just because someone is a vegetarian means that, oh, they miss meat. Because I'm vegetarian, all I do is walk around going like, oh, I wish I could eat meat. I wish I could have a burger, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, well, now you can. We have this thing that tastes like a burger. And now they have these other things. You know, they have Impossible ground beef and
sausages
and whatever. So restaurants that used to have really good vegetarian options that they would make now have just been like, well, it's much easier. We could just buy Impossible. Yeah. And so there's a place in Malibu. I can't remember what the name is. One of the best veggie burgers I've ever had. Red Lentil Veggie Burger.
It's called Emil's Favorite Red Lentil Veggie Burger Restaurant.
Fucking. And we all went climbing in Point Doom.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I know where we got to go after this. Like, best veggie burger I ever had. And everyone's like, shit, that's amazing. We get there. And everyone's like, it says Impossible Burger. I was...
Yeah, that sucks, man.
So pissed.
I remember during the height of the pandemic, all the meat was like off the shelves. And the only thing that was still, like, people just wouldn't buy it was Beyond Meat stuff. It was like the only thing left in the frozen meats section was Beyond Meat. Just because people were like, I'd rather not eat anything than eat that shit. It's so, not bad. So I've tasted it.
That's the thing. It's fine. I just don't, I'm not like, oh, I miss burgers.
Would you eat lab-grown meat, like real actual animal meat that's grown from stem cells or whatever?
I don't crave meat a lot. Like, yeah. I, you know, I have, in special circumstances, like in Japan, if we go to like a nice restaurant or whatever and it's like, oh, you have to try this, I'm not going to be like, oh, actually, I'll probably, I'll probably try it. If it's enticing, like if it, you know, looks enticing to me.
Yeah.
But there's not, I don't have this. I actually kind of find it gross a lot of times. It's like this fleshy. I lost my taste for it.
I get that with pork. Sometimes pork, I'm like, Jesus, get this shit out of here.
Oh yeah, and the way it makes you feel after.
Yeah, tired.
Like cutting a burger open and like all the grease and stuff. I'm like, that doesn't really sound that appealing to me anymore.
I really got to stop eating red meat because you know I don't want ass cancer.
It gives you ass cancer?
Oh, dude, red meat is like one of the number one causes of ass cancer, colon cancer.
Shit.
Yeah, you don't want that shit in your butt.
Okay, maybe
it's terrible for you. Raises your blood pressure, cholesterol, heart disease,
I don't think I've had
cancer.
I don't think I've had red, I probably wouldn't eat red meat in Japan. I don't think I've had that since I stopped. I've had some like chicken and
that's good. Let's see. What have we got? What else did we have in here? Just real fast. Spotify getting into audiobooks. Who cares?
I actually kind of get that one's. I didn't realize what a
big business audiobooks are.
That and what a big share Audible had over it. They're like, you know, 40 or 50% of the entire market.
Yeah,
and it's a huge industry.
I can't listen to audiobooks. Too hard. Don't pay attention.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, someone talking. What? Be Real's trying. Oh yeah, Be Real's trying to monetize. How the fuck is that gonna look? Be Real sucks. Well, if you're on it, get off. Who cares?
I like Be Real.
Eh, all it does is notify me that I haven't shared a Be Real. That's what Be Real does. It's the app that lets you know that you're late to using it.
Also, I mean, Be Real is fucked. We were joking about how these others, like TikTok is coming out with TikTok Now, which is just going to eat its lunch. Instagram, I'm sure, will figure out a way. Instagram probably already has an easier time, too, because everyone already has close friends. You could just like...
It's the same thing.
Right. I just want to send these out to my close friends. Instagram is the king of seeing a new feature and going, we can just put that.
Yeah, let's just do that.
That seems easy enough.
We can do that also. Short we can videos? Also be that other thing.
Stories?
Fucking Instagram drives me insane. You can't pause anything. You can't use the... I never know if pressing the screen is going to pause it or mute it, depending on what
Dude,
it
they
is.
Fixed the Twitter video.
What do you mean they fixed it?
They updated it, and then the time bar would just stay on the screen. It was so annoying.
Oh,
good?
No, yeah, bad. That's what I meant.
But then usually you would touch the screen and the time bar would go away, you know what I mean?
Now it pauses it.
It would pause it.
God damn it.
It was driving me insane.
Do any of these people use
Honestly,
the fucking
I was going
shit?
Crazy. I said, how would you think this would be better for us?
Yeah.
And then now, like 2 weeks later, you can use it again.
You know what they
And they
need?
Took away the thing. Remember, it was great. They added a thing where you could double tap in 5 seconds. You can
forward. Fast forward.
It's back.
That's good.
I was going crazy.
They need to get people like us.
People like us.
Just stick us in a room and say, hey, play around on the app for a little while. And a guy will stand over your shoulder and just take note when you go, this fucking sucks. This is frustrating. Don't do that. Why is it like this?
You would
this
think
is
they
good.
Fucking,
this is good.
You would think they did that.
They don't. They probably get a bunch of dipshits who just, I don't know. Anyway, be
it's
real.
Tech guys being more, you know. They
being
think they,
extra.
Not extra. I think there probably is, they think they know better than everyone.
Sure.
So there's a lot of things. I remember my friend who went to a very fancy business school. And he was.
Harvard?
What?
Yale? Harvard?
No. West Coast?
UCLA. USC.
Come on. One of the best business schools in the country.
Stanford.
There you go.
Fuck them.
and he was trying to tell me that, because I got a new haircut because the person I like couldn't do it for a while. And I was like, this sucks. I don't want to go. And then I talked to him afterwards and he was like, how was it? I was like, it took him forever. And he seemed so unconfident. I go to my other person. It's like, they know exactly what to do. It's like, it was so nice. And, he was like, that's weird because, you know, research shows that people like it when they spend a longer time on. And I was like, yeah, yes. And he was like, no, it's true. People like that. I was like, okay, I don't. And he was like when someone comes and he gives me this like case example. He's like, okay, a plumber comes over to your house, right? And he only spends like 15 minutes there and fixes the thing and he leaves. You're going to be like, I got ripped off. And I'd be like, no, that's great. Get him in and out. And he's like, No, you just don't get it. People want them to spend a long time there. And I'm like, losing my mind. I'm like, I don't want that. You can't tell me.
Yeah, but people do. People want that.
It's driving me nuts.
People want to see the plumber's ass crack in their house.
I want him in and out. Fix the fucking thing and leave.
You know what I would have said? I would have said, damn, so how much did you pay to learn that? That's cool. That's of course he paid a lot. It's Stanford Business School. It's like 200 grand.
For 1 year?
For however much.
Probably for the whole thing.
Shit's free online now anyway.
Probably not. Stanford Business School.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Anyway, Be Real sucks. I deleted it. Good riddance. I don't care.
I deleted it too. I'm tired of these motherfuckers. Everyone requests my shit.
You know, I'm getting a lot of LinkedIn requests. I don't use LinkedIn. Stop it. I need to deactivate this shit. And it's all these dorks. I love you guys, but you're dorks. Because they're all like business students. And they're like, Zachary from Penn State wants to connect on LinkedIn. Like, well, I don't. You want to connect? Zachary, I don't. Not you, Zach, but
different Zach.
Different Zach.
Also, if you ever think we're talking about you on here, it's not you. It's a different guy who's like annoying.
You're cool.
You're fucking cool.
You who requested me on LinkedIn, you're actually cool.
If you think it's you, it couldn't be you because you're fucking cool.
Yeah.
But trust me, there's some guys who are not cool.
Yeah, they suck. So should we end the episode here so I can get to the bidet talk in the after hours? What are we talking about after? Coming up on After Hours, surgery making you taller? Beep, whoop. Wegmans is ending self-checkout after too much stealing. What the fuck? What, is this a regional show now? What the fuck? We don't have Wegmans. What is Wegmans?
I'm from the Northeast,
yeah,
bitch.
Well, I'm not, bitch.
It's
what,
not
do you
want to
talk
show,
about
bitch.
Vons now?
You don't... We, you opened this talking about a fan in Iran, right?
Yeah.
You don't think we have fans in...
They
fucking...
don't have Wegmans there.
There's,
by the way, that making...
It's also not about Wegmans.
I know. But the making the MLK movie about the with the white actor, I think that was fake. I Googled it and there was nothing.
Okay, then we'll talk about something else.
Then we'll talk about how we got tricked. Again, catfished by information.
You're the king of getting tricked online.
I am the king of getting tricked online. All it takes is one woman, one busty babe to be like, send me your credit card information. I go, yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
No, I don't do that.
And then you jack off and call a friend like, should I cancel my credit card? And like, yes.
Listen.
She just bought a car, dude. What the fuck?
It was AirPods and I canceled it. And that was a long time ago.
All right, we're going to talk about... Also, you never know what can happen in After Hours.
It could
that,
be crazy.
If that doesn't interest you, it's probably going to be something that does... We don't know where it's going to go.
Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to crack open an ice cold...
No, we're done with them.
Diet Coke. So shit's going to get absolutely crazy. You got to tune in to find out and see what's going to happen.
I'm going to...
Take off your shirt.
Show hole.
Whoa, you're going to do what? What was that?
Show hole.
Show hole?
Yeah.
Urethra or anus?
I'll decide in After Hours. That's kind of the beauty of After Hours. It's this spontaneous... Where are you going?
I'm going to go pee.
All right, bye.
This week on After Hours.
You know I wish I had a powerful bottom. We're eating ass. All right, boys, you know the drill. Eat ass.
Yeah, I got to get a new toilet now. Would you let me eat you if... We were in a plane crash?
I'd let you eat me without the plane crash.
No.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.